All right, so you want to buy a home. Who doesn't, right? But PMI, nobody wants that added expense. Get this, VA loans can actually help you sidestep that entirely. We're going to unpack exactly how this worked and why it can make a world of difference when you're crunching those home buying numbers. Plus, we'll look at who qualifies and what you need to know to make this work for you. So before we get into the no PMI magic, can you give us a quick rundown on what a VA loan actually is?
So a VA loan is essentially a mortgage that's partially guaranteed by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And this guarantee is what makes lenders more comfortable, offering better terms to veterans, active duty military, and sometimes even National Guard and Reserve members.
Interesting. So it's not the VA lending the money directly, but they're kind of vouching for the borrower, making lenders more willing to play ball.
Gotcha. That makes sense. But what does better terms really mean for someone like actually shopping for a home?
Well, think about things like lower interest rates, potentially looser credit requirements. And of course, the big one, no private mortgage insurance or PMI. Okay, that's what we're here to unpack. For those who haven't gone through the home buying rodeo before, can you break down what PMI is and why it's such a headache?
Okay, so imagine you're buying a home, but you can't quite put down that standard 20% up front. With a conventional loan, lenders see this as riskier and require PMI to protect themselves if you default.
Okay.
This translates to an extra few $100 tacked onto your monthly payments. Not exactly fun.
Ouch. So you're paying extra every month just in case things go south. Not exactly ideal, especially when you're already stretching to afford a place.
Exactly. But here's where the VA loan shines. Because of that VA guarantee, lenders don't need that extra layer of protection in the form of PMI. Even if you put down less than 20%, you dodge that bullet.
Wait, so that's potentially hundreds of dollars back in my pocket every month. That could make a huge difference in the type of home I could afford. Or just free up cash for, actually living life.
It can be huge. It's a huge advantage. You're not only saving money each month, but you're also potentially getting a more favorable loan overall because the lender's risk is lower.
So no PMI is clearly a win. But let's get specific. What are some other ways this impacts a home buyer's bottom line?
Well, those lower monthly payments are the obvious perk, right? That extra cash flow opens up possibilities. You could put it towards other financial goals like home improvements, paying down debt faster, investing, or just having more breathing room in your budget.
Yeah, that financial flexibility could be life-changing for some folks, especially in today's economy.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the monthly savings. Because VA loans are seen as less risky by lenders, you might also snag more competitive loan terms overall. This can make the whole home buying process more affordable and less stressful.
That sounds like a dream scenario compared to the conventional loan process. But let's be real. This can't be for everyone. Who actually qualifies for these no PMI superhero loans?
Well, eligibility is mostly tied to your service history. Generally, veterans who served at least 90 continuous days during wartime or 181 days during peacetime are eligible. Active duty folks need at least 90 continuous days of service, and National Guard and Reserve members might qualify after 6 years.
What about family members? Can they get in on this action?
Absolutely. Surviving spouses of veterans who died in action or from service-related disabilities might also be eligible. It's important to note, though, that individual lenders have their own credit and income requirements, and the property itself has to meet VA standards for livability.
So there's more to it than just service history. It's smart to do your research and talk to a lender specializing in VA loans to see where you stand. Don't just assume you're in or out without checking.
That's excellent advice. There are resources available to help you navigate those eligibility requirements, and a good lender can provide personalized guidance. Speaking of which, if you're ready to explore this option, AmericanMultiLenders.com is an excellent resource.
Okay, so this all sounds amazing, but I know there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Yeah.
What are some of the potential downsides or challenges people should be aware of with VA loans? I feel like there's got to be a catch.
You're right, there are a few considerations. First, those eligibility requirements can be tricky. You'll need the right documentation and to really understand the specifics of your situation. Second, while you don't have PMI VA loans, do come with a funding fee to help cover the program's cost.
Okay.
The good news is you can usually roll this fee into your loan amount, so it's not an immediate out-of-pocket expense.
So it's something to factor into your overall costs, but it's not necessarily a deal breaker. What else should people keep in mind?
Well, those VA property standards we mentioned earlier might limit your choices. The property needs to meet specific requirements for safety and habitability. That fixer-upper with tons of potential might not make the cut, or it might, depending on the specifics. A VA appraisal will be part of the process.
So due diligence is key. A VA loan might not be the right fit for everyone, but for many, it sounds like an incredible opportunity. It's all about weighing the pros and cons to make an informed decision.
Exactly. VA loans are a testament to the value placed on the service of military personnel and their families. Understanding the program can empower you to make the best choices for your future.
Speaking of empowering choices, I have a feeling some listeners are already mentally calculating how much they could save each month without that pesky PMI. Where should they go to explore this further?
Well, if you're ready to see if a VA loan is right for you, getting pre-approved is a great next step. It's a quick and easy way to get a clear picture of what you can afford and what kind of loan terms you might qualify for.
And guess what? We've got a fantastic resource to help you do just that.
Head over to AmericanMultiLenders.com. They specialize in VA loans and can walk you through the process.
They've got a user-friendly website designed to make things as smooth as possible. Plus, they can answer any questions you might have. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to potentially save thousands and make your homeownership dreams a reality.
It's time to take control of your financial future. Head over to AmericanMultiLenders.com and see what a VA loan can do for you.
Okay, we've covered the what and the who of VA loans. Now let's get into the how. What does the actual process look like for someone who's ready to jump in?
Well, it's actually more straightforward than you might think. As we mentioned, getting pre-approved is that crucial first step. This basically involves working with a lender who's going to look at your financial situation and determine how much house you can realistically afford.
So this is where a lender like AmericanMultiLenders.com comes in.
Precisely. They specialize in VA loans and can help you navigate that pre-approval process and make sure you understand all your options.
Okay, cool. So let's say I'm pre-approved and ready to start house hunting. What happens next?
All right, so once you've found that perfect home that checks all the boxes, including those VA property standards, and your offer is accepted, you'll need a VA appraisal.
Okay.
This step protects both you and the lender and ensures the property is valued correctly and is in good condition.
So it's like a double check to make sure everything is as it should be before moving forward.
Exactly. Then comes the underwriting process, where the lender really digs into your finances and verifies your eligibility for the loan. They're making sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
Sounds thorough. So it's kind of like a financial detective doing a deep dive into my background.
You could say that. They're making sure everything aligns with the VA requirements. And finally, if everything checks out, you'll sign the closing documents and boom, you're officially a homeowner.
That's the moment we've all been waiting for. But before we get too excited, are there any common misconceptions about VA loans that we should clear up? I feel like there's a lot of misinformation floating around out there.
Oh, there are definitely some myths floating around. One big one is that VA loans are only for first-time home buyers. Not true at all.
Really? So even if you've bought and sold homes before, you could still be eligible?
Absolutely. You can use a VA loan multiple times throughout your life as long as you meet the eligibility requirements each time.
That's good to know. What other myths have you come across?
Another misconception is that the VA itself is giving you the loan. It's not like they're handing you a sack of cash. They're actually guaranteeing a portion of the loan, making it less risky for private lenders to work with eligible borrowers. You'll still be working with a bank or mortgage company.
Well, it's more of a partnership between the VA and private lenders to make homeownership more accessible for veterans.
Exactly. And that's why choosing the right lender is crucial. You want someone who understands the ins and outs of VA loans and can guide you through the process seamlessly. A company like AmericanMultiLenders.com comes to mind. They have a team of experts who specialize in VA loans and can help you every step of the way.
Okay, so let's say I'm convinced and ready to explore this option. What advice would you give to someone just starting out on this VA loan journey?
My top tip would be to start with thorough research. Gather as much information as you can about eligibility, the loan process, and the benefits available. There's a wealth of resources online, and speaking with a lender specializing in VA loans can be invaluable. Websites like AmericanMultiLenders.com are great places to start.
So knowledge is power. What else should people keep in mind?
Once you have a good grasp of the basics, take that next step and get pre-approved. This will give you a realistic idea of what you can afford and make you a more competitive buyer when you're ready to make an offer.
Makes sense. Anything else?
Don't be afraid to ask questions. This is a big decision, and you deserve to feel confident and informed every step of the way.
That's great advice. It's all about empowering yourself and taking control of your financial future.
Absolutely. Buying a home is a major milestone, and for eligible veterans and military families, VA loans offer an incredible path to achieving that dream.
Now, before we move on, let's talk about some potential pitfalls to watch out for during the VA loan process. Because let's be real, no system is perfect.
You're right. It's important to be aware of potential challenges. One thing to watch out for is predatory lending practices. Unfortunately, some lenders might try to take advantage of borrowers who aren't familiar with the nuances of VA loans.
Oh, that's terrible. What are some red flags to look out for?
Be wary of lenders who pressure you to sign documents without giving you ample time to read and understand them. They might try to rush you through the process or make promises that seem too good to be true.
So if something feels off, trust your gut.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to walk away from a lender who makes you feel uncomfortable or pressured. Another potential pitfall is not fully understanding the terms of your loan.
It's important to read the fine print, even if it's boring, right?
Exactly. Be crystal clear on the interest rate, the repayment terms, and any associated fees. Don't hesitate to ask questions and seek clarification until you feel completely comfortable with the agreement.
It's like that old saying, there's no such thing as a stupid question when it comes to your finances. Especially when you're talking about something as big as a mortgage.
You got it. It's your money, your future, and you have the right to be fully informed. And finally, be aware of scams specifically targeting veterans.
Oh, that's awful. What kind of scams are we talking about?
Unfortunately, some scammers might pose as VA representatives or lenders offering fake loans or assistance programs.
So how can listeners protect themselves from these shady practices?
Remember, the VA will never contact you unsolicited to offer a loan. If you receive a suspicious call, email hang up, or delete it immediately and report it to the VA.
Safety first, always. And if you're ever unsure about anything, reaching out to a trusted source like AmericanMultiLenders.com can provide peace of mind. They're committed to helping veterans navigate the home buying process safely and ethically.
Exactly. They have a strong commitment to transparency and ethical practices, so you can feel confident knowing you're in good hands.
So we've covered a lot of ground here today. The ins and outs of VA loans, that amazing no PMI benefit, and even some potential pitfalls to watch out for. Before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something you touched on earlier, this idea that homeownership is about more than just a transaction.
Oh, absolutely. It's about creating a space that truly reflects you, a place where you can feel safe, comfortable, put down roots, you know?
And for those who've served our country, it seems like there's this added layer of meaning. It's a place to finally settle down after years of sacrifice and service.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's a way to really honor their service and offer them the stability and security that they deserve. VA loans play a crucial role in making that dream attainable for so many who might otherwise struggle to enter the housing market.
It really is a remarkable program. If you're listening to this and feeling inspired, ready to take that first step toward home ownership,
yeah,
what would you say is the best way to start?
Don't wait. Head over to AmericanMultiLenders.com and start exploring your options. Their team is incredibly knowledgeable and passionate about helping veterans reach their homeownership goals.
They can walk you through that pre-approval process, answer any questions, and just ensure you're fully equipped to embark on this exciting journey. Remember, knowledge is power, and having a trusted partner by your side can make all the difference.
So take that leap of faith. Reach out to AmericanMultiLenders.com and let them help you turn your homeownership dreams into reality.
That wraps up our deep dive into VA loans. We hope this information has been helpful and empowering. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. There are resources available, experts ready to assist you, and a whole community of veterans who have walked this path before you.
Go out there, explore your options, make informed decisions that align with your individual goals and circumstances, and most importantly, enjoy the process. Buying a home should be an exciting and fulfilling experience.
Who knows? Maybe we'll be featuring your success story on a future episode of The Deep Dive. Until then, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep diving deep into the topics that matter most to you.